Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installations, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Stop!
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. And you're tuned in to
ChadOrbsTV.com.
That's right. All right, real quick. It's a quick episode, but it's one that I had to take full advantage of. We got a busy day here at I Got Some Shit to Say Studios, amongst other things. But ladies and gentlemen, I got the dynamic super producers himself, DJ Chill and Nokio, in the motherfucking building. Y'all make some goddamn noise for these boys. Yes, sir. That's right. They're here. Make some noise, gentlemen. Otherwise, the audio people wouldn't even believe y'all were here at that point. They think I'm talking to the fucking wall, man.
I don't even think they can hear me right now.
Nah, dude. Chill likes to make me look silly sometimes, man. I don't ever know. I don't know.
We in here. We in here.
Yeah. Welcome home, Bubba. I know Chill be moving a lot.
Yes, sir.
Right? Life on the road with Jelly Roll. We'll get to all that. Fun fact, though, I've never met Nokio to the day. But this is crazy, Noke, because all of our listeners and watchers are well aware of who Nokio is. It's based off the production he provides for our good friends, Chad Arms, O-N-E, amongst others, for Show and Prove Entertainment. So salute to that guy. But it's nice to put a name with a face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, facts, man. Good to be here, man. I don't know if this is working right now.
Yeah, I hear you. You're all right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, can you? Oh, I got your headphones down. Yeah. I didn't know you slid them on there.
Okay.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, facts.
Cool. But yeah, dude, when Chill pulled up today, Noke walked in right behind him. I dapped him up and introduced myself, and as soon as he dropped his name, it's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But even through social media, I was aware of like what you look like. I just didn't. Yeah, I'm stupid, I guess. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Yeah,
you like to ride low-key, maybe low-key.
Yeah, super low-key.
Stay out the way.
Right? So with the production stuff, bro, like everybody's well aware, like Chad and one, like we said, from Joe and Jerry up to, you know, the more recent Troy and Emmett project, you guys are all over that shit. You know, I think Chill did two on Troy and Emmett and two or three on fucking Joe and Jerry. Like, it's been a thing now.
It's getting there.
But you and Noke are part of a production team together.
AMW.
Correct. And we've spoken on this in the past. Rewind, about a year ago, we confirmed this with Chad, but it's been about a year since Chill joined us before. I think he said episode 145 or some shit. So we're 100 episodes later. Yep. Sets changed a little bit. What do you think of that, Chill?
Crazy.
Right?
I love it.
Right?
I love it, bro. It's going crazy.
It's going to change again soon, unfortunately, but you know, lighter. I got one amongst the madness. You go. Short. Dumbass. My bad. But yeah, A&W, bro. Who else is part of that production squad?
Shit, it's Smokey.
Let me swing it to you a little bit.
Yeah, Smokey Hendrix.
Shout Smokey. He's been here as well.
Yeah, Jet Lee. He's a part of it, man. Cash Counter, man. He in college, man. He's doing his thing, DJing right now.
Dope.
So, it's all this, though.
Yeah. You guys are making noise. I know you guys got placements all over the place, more and more, like as we speak, like shit is continuously to happen for you guys.
Out.
Yeah, just so you know, man, you know, Chill, I'm a fan, bro. I love seeing you guys win. It's great to see, like, over social media, et cetera, bro, to see you guys continuously throwing out these look what we did. You know what I'm saying? Because I love that shit, bro. And it's not stopping. You know, fast forward to like your current scenario now, while they're joining us today, you'll see Fredo Ruthless on an upcoming episode of I Guess We Should Say the Podcast.
For sure.
And Noke and Chill pulled up in association with that episode. But there wasn't no fucking way I was letting these boys get out of here without at least sitting them down for somewhat of a segment, because with the production team being such a dominating force right now, I mean, you guys are making a lot of noise. Chill, what about, bro, like, what's it like to be able to step away now? I mean, as we know, Chill's on the road with Jelly a lot, and Jelly continuously is getting bigger and bigger and doing huge things, which keeps Chill pretty fucking active.
Definitely.
But it's got to be good to the mind to know that at home hits are getting made.
It's always love, man. You know what I'm saying? I make that call back home, and everybody's still working.
So. Right.
It's always good to know, man. Keep me on my toes, too, on the road. You know what I'm saying? They stay on my ass. Bro, open the computer up, bro. Make sure you're making the beats.
Yeah.
While you're on the bus, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay locked in. So.
You've been doing that a lot?
Yeah. Yeah. I make sure I cook up on the road, man. It gives a different vibe when you're looking at something different.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where. I mean, obviously, 100 episodes ago, I couldn't tell you exactly where Jelly was on this wild rocket trajectory he's been on this past year.
It's gone.
But it's going, dog. It's going. And just as of recently, like we were talking to Chill off camera about, we recently saw him at the rodeo joint in Houston. 75,000+ fans in attendance. I think it was Jelly's
biggest
crowd thus far. I mean, I'm sure that'll change. We were talking about that off camera as well. But, dude, it's amazing to fucking see that shit and you to be a part of that. Because, yeah, like you said, we've spoke for a long time about these scenarios, dog, and it's just been amazing to see that continuously just keep going for you, bro.
It's wild, bro.
But for to run off into the A&W umbrella,
right,
and filter into the people around you and your team, bro, I think that's an element that's like undeniably recognizable. Like, you have to see that. Like, you know, Chill is taking what he's gaining on the road and feeding it back into a company that is growing tremendously.
Definitely.
Right? Definitely. I think when you came the first time, bro, we were talking about the placement with Brantley Gilbert.
Yeah, Dirty South.
Right? And that song's fucking
gold.
Right? It's like, gold, that's crazy, bro. Congrats on that, dog.
Appreciate it.
That's the first plaque on the wall?
First plaque.
Won't be the last, Bubba.
Yeah, we got them coming in. That's
right?
Coming in. Yep.
Are you doing placements for Jelly or drums on anything recently for Jelly?
Yeah, I was on Live with Yellow Wolf.
Oh, that's right.
On the last album, so... probably gonna have a Billboard plaque coming in for that.
Facts, you will.
And then, that might turn around and be gold pretty soon.
Right. Where, as far as the placements go for you, what you got some good mentions going nowadays, bro. Yeah. Drop some gems on them. Let them know.
And got a lot of Fredo slash project from scratch. Then I got a lot of Lil Quez and Gans, RP Cushy.
Yeah, forever Cushy.
Local people so far.
Yeah, dope. Yeah, man, RIP Cushy for sure. We tribute Cushy at the end of every episode. There's a photo of him that plays at the end of every episode amongst a couple others. But, yeah. I think what's dope about you guys is, as far as the production team goes, bro, it's been dope to be best friends with Chad Arms and O&E through all this because, bro, I've got the packs. Like, I get them packs, bro. And I get to run – because I used to be an artist back in the day, so, like, I –
you get to go have some fun on
hell
that.
Hell yeah. Bro, I probably got 20 of them motherfuckers right now. You know what I mean?
Ready
on deck. But, yeah, dog, it's been interesting to see it all inspire, like, the people around the city too, bro. Cause, you know, like, you mentioned Smokey Hendrix and shit. Like, you know, like, that's a young squad. Like, a lot of those kids, bro, are like, I'm OG. You know, I'm fucking 40 years old out this bitch, bro. And these kids are kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. And doing numbers and making big plays out this motherfucker, dog. You know, like Fredo, that's a perfect example. You know, Fredo's fucking, what, 22 years old?
Yeah, 22, 23, yeah, crazy.
Come on, bro.
Going crazy.
You know what I mean? What's next for A&W as a team? Are y'all signing artists?
Not signing artists, man. We're keeping it as a production team. You know what I'm saying? It's a family right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna keep going, man. The next for us is just bigger placements.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing for me to say.
Works, yeah.
Yeah, we've done the networking now. It's just time to put it all on the plate. So y'all gonna see it coming soon.
Yeah, and that's the luxury of being someone like Jelly Roll's active DJ. I mean, fuck, dude. Think of the relationships that you're gonna continuously be able to build in reference to the A&W umbrella.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the context that you are continuously being out, the rooms you're finding yourself in with the artists you're finding yourself around is just, it's crazy,
it's
bro.
It's bigger and bigger.
Man, and that's a win for Noke and win for Smokey and all these other guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact, though, that that's something that's continuously going to be a thing. Like, just as long as you execute on those relationships, chill, like, that's never going to stop. Sky's the fucking limit.
Yeah.
It's so weird who I see Jelly, like, associated with now, because I've known Jelly for 20 fucking years. But to see him in the same room with, like, Nelk, and then, like, Wiz Khalifa, and, like,
that with Jay-Z.
Yeah, with, you know, shaking hands with Jay-Z and taking pictures with Taylor Swift and, like, all these things that I knew were, like, obtainable for that guy. But when you take in, like, the elements of, like, streamers and, like, you know, we're like, modern-day society and, like, how we absorb entertainment through our phones and shit, like, to see all these, like, developing personalities pop up and Jelly be right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I guess what I'm getting to on that comment is this, like, Wiz Khalifa. Like, it'd be a nice scenario for to rub shoulders with Wiz Khalifa in the same.
That would be dope, man.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, hey, man, why, here, take this. slide him a jump drive. How would that work? How would you do that?
That would be dope, man. I don't know, man. You know, Jelly and Wiz, super cool, man. Shout out to Will, Wiz's manager, man. That's our dog, too.
Dope.
So, man, that would be cool, man. You never know. You never know what you'll see.
No, I'm putting you on. I want to know, like, on Front Street, like, how would you do that? Like, say you, would you, like, hand, would you just tell, like, somebody, like, hey, man, I got them beats, holler at me. Like, I got a whole team of motherfuckers got them beats. You ever need them beats, holler at me. Or do you drop them a thumb drive? Do you shoot them an email? How would that work?
I really just go off, like, networking first, you know.
So yeah.
Get around them.
Right. Because it'd be different.
And then we go with the email after that.
Because when we're young and dumb, it's different. You know what I'm saying? When we're young and dumb, it's like, what's your email? I'm about to send you a beat pack. Just rap on them. You know what I'm saying? Right. Type shit. But when these are fucking A-list celebrities, Bubba. So I'm curious as how that would even work.
I feel like it's more about the relationship.
Yeah. It has to be an energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure, like, you as a producer, like, you don't approach artists and say, I got them beats. But if you'll feel an energy to where, you know what I'm saying? Nokes over here laughing at me.
You'll know they want to work or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, you'll know they want to work or not, for sure.
When I asked you guys if y'all had any aspirations assigned, you were quick to kind of say no. Is that something that y'all have discussed, like, you found yourself discussing as you guys been, like, a company?
You said signing?
Signing, yeah.
Like, it just hasn't got there yet.
Yeah. Has it ever been a conversation?
Not yet, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, as a production group, not yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're just still making moves right now.
I completely understand.
Yeah, we're still making moves.
I think the difference between your scenario, though, just being the one that with building the relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, at any given time, DJ Chill could encounter some fucking 14-year-old phenomenon that no one's ever even seen the light of day on.
Yeah.
Call up Noka home and be like, hey, bro, I need you to cook something up real quick.
It's already happening.
See what I'm saying? Like, that type shit. Like,
yeah, but it's like, it's just so cool, like, just to see everybody, like, even, like, when I'm on the road, like, I come back home and the connections gotta get made, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Smokey going crazy right now with the females in the city.
Yeah. Blazing B and,
Yeah, he doing other things, people in Detroit. So it's like, everybody, like, tapping in, like, we building a hype as a group, you know what I'm saying? And everybody grabbing it. So
yeah.
It's like a lot of people can sit back on it and shit and miss it.
Yeah.
But like man, they grabbing opportunities, bro. So it's working.
Yeah,
so
it's definitely working, man.
Yeah,
it's working.
It's super cool to see. Super cool to see this shit.
I'll put you on Front Street one more time, Chill, just because we're friends. I'm allowed to do this.
What's up?
But Chill made a comment to me off camera that he was inspiring, or him and Noke were both inspiring to dabble in this country rap genre. Like, they're interested in some collaborative efforts through that genre, correct?
Yeah, man, it's like, you know what I'm saying, the best way for me to say it, like, I've been doing hip-hop for a minute, but like, my two biggest songs have kind of been country rap.
So facts.
It's like, now I want to kind of just sit back and see, like, you know what I'm saying, who else will sound cool on a chill beat,
for sure,
chill no beat, and W production. I feel like it's definitely happening right now. The merge is crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, it was already kind of bubbling, but then Beyonce came in. You know what I'm saying? Kind of broke the doors down. So it's like, people kind of really seeing this hip hop and country come together.
Yeah.
Post, you know what I'm saying, bouncing around. So it's just like, right now is a good time. And we already been doing it. We kind of came up in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The past 5 years have been with Jelly's kind of, we grew into this shit. So
yeah. It'll morph you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We really know both sides. It's like, we're seeing both sides for sure. So I feel like it'd be super dope.
note, did you catch yourself with Chill's association with Jelly? Have you caught yourself becoming more and more of a fan of that like specific type genre, being absorbed in that much more music around you? You know what I'm saying?
Just you know, we were in his studio. He allowed us to, you know, cook up in his studio. Mm-hmm. On Music Row.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being around the camp, and it just made me a fan of Jelly as a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and his music and the way the shows hit, it made me a fan of country, because I really wasn't listening to country before that.
Yeah, country will get you, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Noke, are you from here originally?
Yep, Nashville.
Dope. Yeah, that's dope, especially that element of it. If you kind of turned a blind eye to it most of your life, or like not really like gave it an opportunity.
Yeah.
Seems like the older you get, the more open you are to that opportunity. As soon as you give it any of the slightest opportunity, that motherfucker going to grab you, pull you in, bro. Cause I can't, that my shit, my radio dial stays on that shit. Chad, hit that light off. The fuck are you thinking? but yeah, I thought of with Fredo being in the building today for a pod and with the Chad Arms TV content, we thought it'd be dope just to pull you guys aside real quick and let me get a few minutes with you just to let the world get introduced with Noke first and foremost, bro, because your name is dropped on this podcast fucking 50 times, bro, and never have we had the opportunity to have you here. I'm glad we took that opportunity today just to get you in the chair for a minute.
Put a face with a name,
right? Especially with Chill being Chill's second time here, and Smokey was here for his own episode. Smokey came. Who's Smokey come with, Chad? Smokey Hendrix. He come by himself?
Yeah, I think he came by himself.
Smokey Dolo.
I was thinking about
came by himself with a couple blunts.
Hell yeah, he did. Smokey be smoking, boy. I fuck with Smokey Hendrix, bro. Shout out Smokey Hendrix. I got his tag on here somewhere. Smokey!
He got that new one.
He got a new one?
Yeah.
What's his new tag?
Ski. Smokey want to smoke a nigga.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that one. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think that's the one I got.
It's on Fredo's tape.
The one I got says Smokey real loud, I think. Yeah. But I got Chills, too. I need that Nokia drop.
Fredo did mine, so that's super dope.
Oh, fun fact. Yeah, I didn't know that at all. Maybe I did know that. But, yeah, dude, I just wanted to jump on here, get a quick, you know, just quick 20 minutes with the guys, man, and get a little more light on A&W, bro, and let you motherfuckers know that these boys are not done. They're going to continue to cook.
My dog, man.
Plenty of placements coming from these guys, man. Y'all see Chill all over the fucking world right now. But just know, while he's out all over the world, Nokia's at home cooking that fucking crack, dog. I'm anxious to see more of it, fellas. Noke, you know where I'm at, bro.
Yeah,
you come back through anytime you fucking want. You know what I mean? We'll do this shit anytime, bro. We'll make it a longer episode and just shoot the shit or whatever, bro. You ain't got to bring this guy with you at all. You know what I'm saying?
I got to be. I'm going to be. Bro.
Right. Y'all tap the fuck in, man. All the social medias and all that shit's listed below. Y'all know what it is, man. It's my guy Nokia down there on the end. This your boy DJ Chill.
Yeah, let me say something, man.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Tour on the way. And also, man. From scratch out, Fredo Roofs, man. Make sure y'all go listen to that shit right now.
Facts.
Run the numbers up.
Facts.
Shit, man. That's it, bro.
Absolutely. Oh, wait, dude. Are you anxious for this tour?
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
That's just gonna be fucking crazy, dog.
It's gonna be wild.
Bro. Madison Square Garden.
A lot of shows. A lot of big ones.
Huge ones, bro. Congratulations on that, Chill. Keep on winning, Bubba. You know you got a home base here, bro. You tap in with me anytime. Y'all know what it is. ChatArmsTV.com. I got shit say.com. You're tuned in to
ChadArmsTV.com.
That's right. And, dude, a roll off to our previous mention where I had DJ Chill, Nokia, they were in the building. Well, guess what? DJ Chill's with me again. He's across the room.
Yo, what's going on?
That guy. There he is. He likes to be quiet on his intros. I had to make sure he says something. We're joined, though, today by one I've been anxious to have, man. It's nice to have you home, sir, and it's nice to have you here. I got some shit to say. We got Fredo Ruthless in the motherfucking building.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that guy, he's here.
That part.
And next to him, man, he's got a Soldier.
That part.
Soldier's with us too, man. Nice to have you fellas, man. It's a long time coming, Fredo. I've been hearing your name for a long time, my friend.
Yeah.
Compliments of a gentleman named 615 Exclusive. Compliments of that guy over there, DJ Chill, amongst others in this city that I grew up in. But it's nice to finally meet you, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Welcome home, dog.
Appreciate that.
Right. Since you've been home, you have been moving pretty aggressively through this city, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? New tape available now?
Yeah.
From scratch?
All that.
All that, right?
Go check it out.
Go check it out.
On everything, on all platforms, go check out From Scratch.
Link in the description below. Y'all tap the fuck in. But yeah, Fredo has been, see, man, how long you been making music?
I'm making music, but I started like 2016.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, I mean, but you're a young kid, bro. You're, how old are you?
24.
Woof! That's fucking young. Anytime they start with that 20 shit, chill, bro. So it's like, God, bro, y'all motherfuckers make me feel old as shit. How old do you think I am, Fredo? Go.
40.
Damn you, bro. Why are you going to say that? I am, but.
You hit it on the head.
You ain't supposed to say that. You're supposed to say like 31 or something. Then, you know what I mean?
How old you?
I'm fucking 40, bro.
I hit it on the head.
So I felt it. Some told me like.
Okay, so it's just the energy.
It's the energy.
Okay.
The energy.
Like OG energy or the old man energy?
Nah, it's just like.
Neither.
40.
Gotcha. Gotcha, bro. Cool. Fuck it. Whatever. It is what it is. I just need to own that shit, I guess, bro. But yeah, dude, 24, bro. Currently, you are signed to Endless Entertainment, correct?
Yeah.
And that's Moneybagg Yo's joint, right?
Nah, that's.
Help me out there. He's in association. Yo's got association with Endless.
He's part of Marcus Head Zebo.
That's Head. Zach Randolph.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, when did that become a thing? When you got home?
Nah, it was before.
Okay, dope. Super dope. Did you release a project with Endless before?
Nah, this is my first project right here.
Gotcha, from scratch.
From scratch.
Gotcha, bro. I tapped in earlier. Yeah. Sneak. I love that record, Sneak.
Yeah, that's
and the joint that played before it, Represent or shit, fuck.
Said, remember.
Remember that.
What Scott said, he like gra.
Yeah, he said he like gra. Yeah.
Who said that, Chad?
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah, the Sneak, though, I like that record a lot.
Yeah. Freak out.
And chill. You produced that whole. What's your association with Fredo on the tape? Did you and A&W produce the whole tape?
Yeah, most of it. You know what I'm saying? My boy Todd was on there. Who was on there?
Shit. Uchi. You. Smokey.
Yeah.
Nokio. Top.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Makes sense.
That's all I need.
That's all you need, bro.
That's all I need.
Bro, you got a.
AJ.
KJ.
That's KJ. one thing. Yeah, shout out KJ. That's one thing though I can't overlook, bro, or can't fail to mention to you, Fredo, when I notice, like, from the outside looking in, and I haven't met Fredo until today, unfortunately, but outside looking in, bro, you have a very good team around you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? From production to like development, considering the fact you were away for a little while, to come home and be heavy indulged in this music shit, bro. I don't want to use the word coaching, but guidance, you know what I'm saying? And to have someone like Chill so close to you, you know, Chill is on a nationwide exposure rate right now that is crazy.
On me.
Right? And then it's got to be nice to have that type guy out here pushing Fredo Ruthless, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate all my, like I got to give a big shout out to all my, like my, what's the word?
Let me supporters?
Supporters, bro. Yeah, supporters.
I don't want to say supporters. That's cool, but it's a better word than that. Like,
say family.
Foundation.
Okay. Foundation. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Like, I got to give a big shout out to them because, like, they push for me. Like, they push me. Even when I be feeling like, man, fuck that shit. Man, that shit. They be like, man, nah. We finna go to the air. We finna do this. We finna do that.
Mm.
Like, he called me like, bro, I got this set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just that push, give you that push.
Yeah, he keep me in that zone, making me feel like a rapper.
You need that,
like,
bro.
You need that because if he didn't make me feel like a rapper, I'm gonna feel like a trapper.
I ain't mad at you. It makes total sense, bro. But to openly admit that's gotta be good for people to hear that. You know what I'm saying? But everybody needs that little nudge here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But. With the tape being so fat, being so current, when did the tape drop? Valentine's? It dropped around February, right?
Yeah, it was on my birthday. It was on February 17th.
Okay, so right around Valentine's. Yeah, February 17th. What's the plan now? We just riding the wave off the tape? Like, what's that? What are we doing? Are you continuously trying to put new music out on top of that? Because I don't know if you've been aware, but since motherfuckers' attention spans are gone nowadays, so you got to keep your foot on their neck. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got some new shit on the way.
Yeah.
We got some shit. Let me see what's there. We got some shit from dropping a couple of days. Just be, you know, be aware.
Like a single or a body of project? What are we talking about?
I don't
I don't know. Just be ready, right? Just be ready. I love it though. That's the type. That's the type shit though. You got to move with, bro. You got to keep them guessing, keep them wondering, and keep them anxious. And
we got shit to keep dropping, keep dropping, keep dropping. We'll keep dropping.
Yeah, that's the moves to make though, bro. So, but like I said, that trickles down to that team around you talk that I was having. You know what I'm saying? Like to have a guy like Chill and an A&W production squad basically on deck. I don't know what the visual aspect looks like from shooting visuals and that type shit. But I'm sure y'all got somebody close associated with you that's on deck ready to do that for you. I've actually seen all the videos since you've been home. Mm-hmm. And you got like three or four,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All fire, too. The visuals are fire.
Yeah.
Soldier, calm down, man. You're doing too much over there, bro.
I'm chilling.
Soldier's with us, just so you guys know. For our listeners and not watchers, you know, we're like, wasn't there another guy on there? From the jump, you know, there's supposed to be a fourth guy on there, bro.
You took some more shots? No, I just took about two of them.
He feeling fine.
Yeah, he's feeling fine, bro. It's all good, dog. But yeah, I think the aggressive approach is definitely necessary in this day and age, bro, considering motherfuckers' attention spans are.
Yeah, it's short.
Bro.
You got to keep that shit in their face.
Man, you so do, bro. And you too. So let me ask you. So on the production side, now that you've been home, other than like, do you have your favorite producer picked out yet? Is there a chemistry over there that you're finding yourself with? Like, how does that work, Chill? Like, hold on. From any of that, talk to me.
First, it's gonna be him.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, this was like the first person that I was doing that with.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So it's always gonna be. Cause ain't nobody that produced like start producing for me. Dude, that's what really like had me turn like 2-2-3,
okay.
The Weeknd, all that type of shit, like, you know. So like we got you know, Chill gotta, he did that.
Say less, because that puts it in perspective for me. You know what I'm saying? Because like
everybody else though they doing their thing.
They contributing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it originated with Chill. Like that's the most comfortable feel. Like you'll admittedly say that. Like you most comfortable when Chill at the board type shit. That's. Yeah. You literally answered my question in the best way possible. Because I'm that's outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? I just see my affiliation with those guys over there, bro. That's family over there. I rock with every one of them dudes over there banging on them keyboards and shit. But I think it's dope to have you being so heavily indulged amongst all of them and having, you know, you can get beats from all these cats.
It's super cool.
But to recognize exactly how you just answered that, bro, that's perfect from my perspective. That's what we call humble.
So I feel like everybody bring a vibe too, you know.
Exactly.
Saying? It's and like, you know, I've been around for a minute. Like when I first started with him, it was like I was bringing my whole computer to the studio. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of got me locked in. Like every time we come in, we cooking up, I'm bringing everything in, it's time to get going.
And yeah.
I just feel like now when we got out, it's all music, so much different. You know what I'm saying? You can do so much different stuff. So you got everybody around that brings a different vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
A lot of different flavors.
It's good to bring them flavors in.
Yeah. You
know what I'm saying? We can keep it current, keep it popping.
Yeah. And the age bracket stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just I don't want to say, oh, gee, you ain't got many years on these kids, but at the same time, I know Smokey's fucking, what, 20-something? He's young as fuck, right?
Yeah, we on our 20s, late 20s, but we still in the 20s, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck y'all, dude. I hate all of them.
Nah, but it's just cool to, you know what I'm saying?
Chad, I asked Fredo how old I was. He said 40.
Hey, man.
Shout out Chad Orange TV. He's in a building. Do what?
He was close.
No, do me a favor. Scoot back like a little bit just so I get your legs out that shot right there. My bad, Bo. But yeah, man, it's been dope to see all of that stuff like be explained to me today. Like just from that element, from sitting down with Noak and Chill just for a brief moment while you were inside with Chad and just getting like a quick update on A&W and their whole like production shit and what they got going on over there, because I rarely get a chance to like really sit down with Chill. Chill's family, I can fucking reach out anytime. But when he takes the time to come sit with us, it's always a special occasion. You follow me? Mm-hmm. But when the tape when the scratch joint got announced, and I saw the push for that, I knew that the opportunity was going to present itself soon to get you over here. But I'm so glad that even amongst like his busy schedule and him in and out of town, I'm so glad this was all able to happen the way it's happened. But what's next as far as like the visuals? Do you like having as many visuals out like per, are you more interested in putting music out or putting visuals out with the music?
I'm just putting visuals out with the music. Put everything out.
Everything.
Putting it out there.
What about content in between? Shit. Like shit like this or like the vlog shit, day in the lives.
Hell yeah, you know? Every chance they get, they need to see me. Every time they get them and open their phone, they need to see Lil Fredo right there.
Yeah, because that's, I think that's important for you, Fredo, because like even just the few minutes we've spent together today, bro, you have a, what we call it, like a bubbling personality. Someone that's grinning, you know what I mean? You have a personality, like if we caught some laughs off camera, you know what I'm saying? That literally like fans and new fans want to see that type shit. They don't, yeah. You know what I mean? They don't want to just see the videos or see you in booths and all that. They they really want to, as you get bigger and bigger, bro, they're going to want to know the real about Fredo, you know what I'm saying? And think about today, the whole scenario right now, motherfuckers going to wonder like the affiliation with Soldier. Like, who's Soldier to Fredo?
Man, an outstanding member.
Talk your shit, bro.
I'm everything.
Talk your shit.
Everything.
But that's another element, though, that I'm talking about as far as, like, the entertainment aspect that you boys can put together, being the package that's being presented. You follow what I'm saying? Like, Fredo, with the music you're making, bro, and the history you've been able to make over your course of this career that you're building, people are going to get more and more interested in what you're doing all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Soldier, are you rhyme too? You spit bars?
Nah, not for real.
Not for real, for real?
I do that shit to play.
Look up Soldier on Go, man.
Soldier on Go.
Man, I just tried to sub in a little bit while yeah. he was gone, try to keep the brand going. But that ain't my passion, you feel me?
I feel you. Not 1,000,000%. But
he got it.
Salute to you, though, for recognizing a role. You know what I mean? Like you just said it, like you kept the brand moving while Fredo was down.
A real team player.
But it's one that's got you a continuous position with the squad. I mean, you're sitting right next to Fredo, and I got some shit to say, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like when Fredo sat down, he said,
long little Ski, long little Bang, long little 50.
Yeah, all of that.
Little Wicked.
Yeah, sorry to hear about Ski, bro.
NYG.
No disrespect to any other comrades that we're mentioning right now, but I know Ski was like a more recent tragedy. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Car wreck, correct?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, my man. That shit's, yeah, it don't make shit sweeter. You know what I mean? But it's times like that to get testy. You know what I'm saying? That's where that guy comes into play, like we was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get moments like that, motherfucker shit tear you down as fast as you build it.
Yeah.
But having that positive mindset, bro, and having people like that around you, dog, is what's going to keep Fredo ruthless being ruthless.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm anxious to see what you put forth coming off this tape, bro. I'm a fan of the tape. The tape's smacking, bro.
Yeah, I got some new shit on the way. They just need to be, everybody just need to be on their toes.
Dude. I'm going
to
put them out on Front Street. Chill, I'm going to do it on camera. Fun fact, I've been trying to get Fredo to spit a freestyle or a visual for us since he's here. He didn't commit to it today, but he hasn't ruled out that it won't happen in the future, right? Cool. I'll stick to that, dude. So hopefully we get Fredo over here soon, bro. We get an in-house production for something moving in that aspect. But I guess what I'm trying to say to go all the way around the block to go next door is that I hope we work together more, bro.
Say less. I got you.
Yeah. Anytime you got shit to say, bro, I want this to be the flagship for you to pull up and do it. You know what I'm saying?
So I can pull up when I just got shit to say.
Yeah, that's the concept of this fucking show, bro. You can sit here and talk shit. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We ain't got to sit here and talk about Fredo Ruthless, the rapper.
I need to just start pulling up. I be having just a lot of shit to just say, just like.
Yeah.
Bitch, get out the way.
Anything and everything, bro. We talk about recent news, common, you know, current events, your favorite sports, who's popping, who got beat in the Super Bowl, like who fucked up, conspiracies, whatever the fuck we talking about, bro. That's what we do over here.
I like it.
I love when we get people like Fredo to pull up though, bro, and they're like they're familiar with the platform we've created. Like they've seen the logo or they've seen Chad Arms TV or they know of this, they know of that.
You be talking about conspiracy theories and shit.
On the pod, we do. See, that's the thing, and a lot of people miss this. So y'all pay attention when I say this. I'm speaking to the camera right now. The difference between Chad Arms TV interviews and I Got Some Shit to Say podcast is Chad Arms TV takes that BJ Vlad type approach, but does it in the Chad Arms TV way. and makes a more in-depth interview about your history, your message, your direction, you know, anything and everything. But when you pull up the I Got Some Shit to Say the podcast, bro, we're going to talk about everything else. We're going to talk about bitches and their trends and topics and what the fuck they're arguing about or whatever the fuck we want, bro. Just so that's clear. A lot of people do lose that misconception. They think it's like the same thing, but not.
Yeah, we love bitches.
We all do, man. We all do. Pow, 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 pow. But, yeah, it's been dope to have you, bro, but that's exactly what the fuck I mean, Fredo. Anytime you got some shit to say, my friend, this is where you do it at. You pull the fuck up. We'll turn these mics and cameras on. I got some shit to
say right now.
Go.
I'm high as fuck on that one shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it, bro. But, yeah, y'all know what it chill. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, bro. A&W production team, y'all tap the fuck in if you don't know it. Hang on. Let me take it off. Just leave it right there. But yeah, y'all know what it is. Soldier. Soldier on go. My friend, it's nice to meet you today, my man.
Yeah, man. Y'all stay tuned in. New shit coming, man. Reaper Gang the Mob. We got plenty of shit to say, plenty of shit to drop.
I was hoping y'all were going to bring me a Reaver Gang shirt, which you didn't, but that's maybe next time.
The merchandise coming.
Fredo, did you catch all that?
All that shit coming.
Yeah. I need some Reaper Gang merch next time y'all pull up. You got me?
I need to order some shit and get some shit printed, though, for real. That's what I'm finna do. I'm finna order some shit. I'm finna get some shit printed. We finna have some whole appearance and all that shit for y'all, so y'all can rock that shit and represent that shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. But y'all stay on deck, man. Y'all stay on the lookout, man. Fredo Ruthless, new project from scratch.
Everywhere.
It's available.
Everywhere.
Apple Music, everywhere. Spotify, all that shit. Tap the fuck in. Links below. DJ Chill, shout out to that guy, man. Y'all know what it is. It's I Got Some Shit to Say.com. ChatOnCV.com. Pow.
Bump, 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 bitch. We got views.